are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
And we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. I'm looking at this Time magazine cover. Have you guys seen this? Boy, is Time getting a lot of attention with this one. I guess there is mother from L.A., Jamie Lynn Grummet, and she's shown breastfeeding her boy, who is close to 4 years old. Now, the she looks like she's cringing in pain, but anyway, she's standing there with her hand on her hip. This boy, who looks like to me he could be in the third grade, but they say he's only, you know, reaching 4 years old, is on a chair breastfeeding while looking at the camera. Now, I've never done a magazine photo shoot, but I have done photo shoots for an Inside magazine, not a cover. Nobody wants Dr. Dahlia on the cover of the magazine. I wonder why. And let me tell you something. It could be an hour-long ordeal. How did they have this kid do this? With his mouth on his mother's breast, doing all these different poses, right? I mean, that. Why are they doing this? I think they're marking the 20-year anniversary of Dr. Bill Sear's book. I guess Dr. Bill Sear had urged breastfeeding, I guess, about 20 years ago. I thought breastfeeding was something we did a little bit longer than 20 years ago. But anyway, Grummet herself, who was on the cover, explains in a Q&A article how she herself nursed until she was 6 years old. She said her mom was not a hippie, but her dad was a UC Berkeley trained nutritional scientist. His training informed the family's nursing imperative. All right. Now, I guess what she's trying to say is the dad came home, told the mom, told the daughter, all right, breastfeed until she's six. All I know is when my kids cut their incisors, there is no way. No way. I don't want them anywhere near my boobies. Now, I am for breastfeeding, absolutely. And I urge all moms to breastfeed as long as they can. Okay, but I'm thinking, you know, I mean, you know, if they want to, you know, start weaning at a year and a half, 2 years old, fine. You know, wean when you're ready. I think four could be a little bit excessive. And not so much, you know, I mean, here's the thing. I mean, breast milk is healthy, mind you. But by four, they should have access to spinach and peas and green beans. So it's not as imperative for a child to get breast milk by age four. It's imperative when they're 6 months old, when they're 1 year old, when they're a year and a half, you know, and they only want to go for the Fruit Loops and not the carrots. But a child by 4 years old can actually eat pieces of fish and eat pieces of vegetables. It doesn't have to be metabolized through mom's breast milk. But, I know that there are many kids that breastfeed till four, and if that's what the moms want to do, I mean, as long as the kid isn't going to be a social outcast, I mean, as long as the kid could go to preschool and actually sit down and eat with the other children and not say, where's mama's boobie, it's okay. It just, I think the magazine is just a little bit, you know, kind of gives the heebie-jeebies. You know, and you're looking at this poor kid, and the mom looks uncomfortable. The mom looks like she's cringing in pain. But, I mean, unless that's just her normal look. Maybe that's her normal look. Maybe her lips just look that way and are pierced that way because she had to breastfeed for 6 years. And maybe they just glued in that position. I don't know. Anyway, so that's what I'm looking at. I think the American Association of Pediatrics recommends breastfeeding to at least 6 months. I guess, absolute breastfeeding, exclusive breastfeeding for 6 months. Now, we all know why breastfeeding is so important. You have the colostrum. The colostrum has a lot of nutrition. You have the antibodies that mom gives them. But you see, for me, okay, I practice in Las Vegas, Nevada. I love Las Vegas. I think it's a great city. And it is a good city to raise kids. I know many of you are like, what? Dahlia, your kids are going to be pimps. No, they aren't. No, they are. We have parks. We live in a suburbish part of Vegas, even though the whole city is one big circle. And, yeah, there's, you know, there are good schools. There's parks. There's a lot of, you know, museums and, I guess a zoo where the animals die of dehydration. But anyway, for the most part, I mean, it's a good city. All right. Oh, where was I going with this? Oh, man. See what you guys did? You confused me. Where was I going? I was going with Las Vegas. Oh, man. It was something good, too. Oh, why did this? No, it didn't have to do with magazine covers. Oh, boy. All right. Donovan, do you know what I could have been talking about? No. Now, anyway, back to the subject of mom's breastfeeding. Darn, I know some of you are screaming right now. I hate that when I lose my train of thought. The problem is I'm doing compound sentences. All right, you can't do that. You can't start your subject and your verb and then go on adding predicates, dangling participles, and then hope to remember what the hell you started talking about in the first part of the sentence 5 minutes ago. Anyway, I know many moms, they homeschool, and they don't put their kid into the school setting until after breastfeeding. I get that. Oh, I know what I was talking about. Okay, most of my moms, thank you. Many of my moms that I see, and I'm not saying they all do that, but I have many patients where mom likes to drink. You know, and they like to pop a Xanax, and they like to, you know, so I get a little bit concerned, you know, if any of these moms want to still breastfeed. Now, luckily, the majority of moms that want to breastfeed really have a nice, clean, healthy diet. But I have other people that go, Dahlia, I want to wean them. I just don't know when, but I like to, you know, have some drink. And if that's the case, I really like to try to get the kid off the breastfeeding because I really don't want, you know, as far as I'm concerned, the baby may actually be eating healthier rather than breast milk that has alcohol and Xanax in it. But that's not all moms. Just I see a lot of moms and they're breastfeeding. I'm like, you can't be breastfeeding and doing that. You know, one mom claimed her kid got drunk. She didn't mean for that to happen. She thought that there was time in between. And you know, she thought her kid was acting kind of loopy. And I'm like, look, breast milk can concentrate things. And it could concentrate things for days and substances for days. So don't drink alcohol the night before and think you're good in the morning. I mean, how long do you think breast milk takes? All right, let's change the subject. That's Time Magazine for you. All right, don't go away. More Dr. Dahlia. Oh, I got to go breastfeed my 12-year-old.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient-dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best-tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home-cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guaranteed.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Something. This is Dr. Dahlia here. Yes, I did used to talk too much, and I used to get in trouble. I used to have to sit in the front of the class. I was many times told to wear the dunce cap. It kind of stopped after the early 80s, but I think the last time I had to wear a dunce cap was in the third grade. Well, we have a teacher in Florida who doesn't use the dunce cap. She uses doggy collars, and now she's losing her job over it. Physical science teacher Lori Bailey Cutcomp, 47 years old, out of Zephyrhills High School in Florida, is now under huge criticism for allegedly putting the quote-unquote cone of shame on eight of her freshman students. Now, many of the students thought it was funny, and they posted these other students on Facebook when they had to be put in the doggy collars. Yet, Pasco County Superintendent Heather Florentino is extremely upset and wants her out of the high school. Now, like I said, administrators had no idea until they, I guess, heard about this on Facebook. I tell you, apparently the superintendent says, "Miss Bailey Cutcomp, your actions show extreme poor judgment and concern me for several reasons. I'm stunned you would put a dog collar on students for any reason. I am concerned that you use this collar to punish and embarrass students in front of their peers." So the teacher now is accused of violating district and state ethics rules, but she maintains her innocence. Now, apparently, in remember the movie Pixar movie Up? I guess one of the characters, Doug, had to wear a doggy collar. You guys know what these doggy collars are for, right? You know, your dog gets fixed, you know, and wants to start scratching and licking, you know, and messing with the wound. Or anytime your dog has any type of surgery, put the doggy collar so the dog can't get in there and try to lick and get to it. And so, you know, they put the doggy collars on there. So in this particular case, they decided to put the doggy collars on the kids. And it looks like the Zephyrhills. Is it Zephyrhills High School? The mascot is a bulldog. Okay, now, here's the thing. Okay, I mean, teachers have been humiliating students for years. I was humiliated. The whole spanking issue. Okay, after the dunce cap started to go out of favor, we were spanked. And you'd have to go up to the classroom and get a spanking. Now, I know a lot has changed in 30 years, and I think it's changed for the better. I think embarrassing the student and ridiculing them in front of others, I think is a very, very poor way of handling punishment. I think one of the best things you need to do, because here's the thing, okay, I was a class clown. And so for me, it was momentum. I mean, the teacher making me sit. Now, yes, one time after the dunce cap, I cried. I did cry once. But the other times, I'm sitting there, and I'm now the star of the show, right? You're sitting there, kids are looking at you. You know, you kind of look back, you know, you're sitting there with a dunce cap and you kind of making all these movements. Or when you had to get up there and get spanked, you got spanked, you sit back down and then you giggle about it. For those people that were class clowns, it really didn't make a lot of sense because it was just extra material and just gave us more momentum to be the star of the show. Remember, when somebody acts up in class, they want attention. So why would you give them extra attention? With a doggy collar, a dunce cap, etc. Now, more effective punishment, although again, we couldn't do it nowadays because of the chalk hazard, was, you know, writing on the chalkboard or cleaning the erasers, do something constructive, maybe do an extra homework assignment. But the best thing a teacher should do, and I know many teachers don't have this easily accessible to them, is you get the kid out of the classroom and just send them to the vice principal's office. That's probably the easiest, smartest thing to do. Kids acting up, get them out. Because they're acting up because they want attention. Or like if I would pass notes to boys in class, okay, sticking me in the front of the class didn't really help. Just kick me out of the class. Oh, but Dr. Dahlia, the kids will fail because they're missing education. Do you think they're really sitting there getting education, passing notes? Nowadays they don't pass notes, they text. I don't think anybody passes notes. Wasn't that all exciting? You'd get a note and you'd have to unfold it and you'd be so scared that the crinkling of the note, you know, you'd try to unfold it and you didn't want the teacher hearing the crinkling, you know, and you would unfold it as carefully as you can. Then you'd look at the note, you know, and then you'd have to write back and then you'd have to fold it back up and then give it back to the boy. I mean, that was just the excitement. Now, if you think I learned a gosh darn thing passing notes in class, I didn't. So, you know, if a teacher wants to control their kids, just kick them out of class. Just go. And I mean, after a week of the kid not being in class, and then starting to fail and the teacher and the, you know, parents getting a note, hopefully the kid will get their act together. But kick the kid out of class. Easy. Now, many teachers don't have anybody to kick the kid out of class too. You know, you kick the kid out of class, who makes sure they walk down to the vice principal's office? Now, I don't know if it's still that way. 30 years ago, the vice principal was the one you had to go to. Ooh, it was bad. Principal was cool. Principal was a figurehead. He was nice. Everybody loved the principal. The vice principal, whew. Now remember, I went to 12 schools, and I got sent to the vice principal, I think, in every single one of them. Oh, you do not want to go to the vice principal. You were scared. Okay, so, you know, this day and age, these kids, they aren't going to go to the vice principal. They're going to book it. So the teachers have no help. You know, where's hall monitors? I don't even think schools have hall monitors anymore, do they? I mean, I remember when I had to go to the bathroom, you know, you got a hall pass, and I would probably pass by 5 different women before I made it to the bathroom. And they would even go into the bathroom and make sure I went. You know, and I would hate that because I'm like, if I had to do a duty, you know, I really want some privacy. I really don't want, you know, the big teacher sitting there, you know, checking what I'm doing. But you were watched all the time. I mean, it was just a different thing. So, yeah, do I think putting dog collars on students is stupid? I think it's stupid. I think it's a waste of time. Do I think she needs to be fired and lose her job? No, it made news. Okay, now, speaking of kind of stupid, a four-year-old girl, little girl, was, I guess, locked in a school bus. She was left on the school bus and locked in a hot garage for about 6 hours. Kizzy Adams from Mansfield, Ohio, fell asleep on the school bus, which had to be switched out due to mechanical problems. The driver and attendant failed to check that all children were off the bus when they exchanged transport and put the bus in the shed. Duh. So she was probably lying down on the seat. So mom, Rita Abbott, said, "My daughter ended up being locked in the bus with the windows up and the doors shut for almost 6 hours. Now, mom realized there was a problem when the child did not return home from school. After calling the school, they said, what we ever done is absent. She goes, what do you mean absent? Oh, the mom must have freaked. You know, I took the kid to school. Anyway, they found she was distressed. She was sweating. She had to go to the bathroom. Wow, she held it in. I would have peed on the driver's seat. That's what I would have done. Anyway, so I guess they said it was an oversight, though. The responsibility of the bus driver and any adult aide on the bus to check every row. Of course, the mother wants the driver and the assistant to be charged with child endangerment, claiming that it was only mild weather that prevented the incident from becoming more serious. It was 60 degrees. Had it been worse? Now, apparently, children are left in vehicles a lot more than we want to even know about. They say about 38 children thus far have died over the last decade of being left in vehicles. In this particular case, it is a clear-cut example of somebody being half-assed. I mean, when these things happen, okay, yes, you have the bad guys out there. You got the pedophiles. You got murderers. Okay, you got psychopaths out there, absolutely. But many of these accidents and injuries and things that happen are people that are just absolutely clueless. They probably thought everybody left. They took a look. Nobody was there. Maybe even called out. No one's here, right? All right, good. They jumped out, not thinking. You know, so many of us do things not concentrated. We do things halfway all the time. So I know exactly what happened. He just jumped off the bus. You know, he assumed it was, you know, empty bus, jumped off, didn't bother to check. And I mean, I'm sure they feel bad. I'm sure they're going, doh. I mean, I'm sure they feel bad. Absolutely. It's halfway. And what we have to do with many of these workers, I mean, for example, I think a lot of the Salmonella outbreaks, the Listeria issue, and the things we've had all these years that we found in these farms and in these plantation and food processing warehouses, etc., was just halfway work. I don't think anybody deliberately wanted Listeria to get on the food or E. coli or Salmonella, etc. It's just, unless these people have a checklist, I'm really for checklists. I always have been. I talk about checklist medicine. I talk about checklists with your kids, checklists with your workers. And I know it may seem a little demeaning, but I mean, I think even the generals need checklists. I think we all do. We all need, and the checklist reminds you. You know, it's interesting. When I took some flying lessons, I probably spent more time doing the pre-flight checklist than actually flying. That pre-flight checklist took forever, and you had to go through every single piece. That's just what you do. And I think we would solve a lot of the half-ass problems that we have by making workers and managers go through the checklist every day before and after shift. All right, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hello.
Hi, Lynn. It's Kelly.
Hi, Kelly. What's new?
I'll tell you what's new, but you've got to promise to keep it a secret. I don't want this to get back to my customers at the spa.
Now I've got to know. Come on, tell me.
I found this skin cream called Esotique that's simply amazing for my dark circles, brown spots, and wrinkles. All my customers are asking me what I'm doing for my skin, so I just tell them I had plastic surgery. If they find out about Esotique, they're going to stop coming to my spa.
Esotique will tackle your dark circles, wrinkles, and age spots, leaving you with young and radiant skin. The results will astonish you. Call now for your risk-free supply of Esotique. 800-441-5351. That's 800-441-5351. Say goodbye to dark circles, age spots, and wrinkles. Supplies of Esotique are limited, so call now. 800-441-5351. That's 800-441-5351.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com. That's crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your leg will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganix. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganix.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganix.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. You know, I like to kind of lump and clump my emails together so I could bring them up when I have a subject. And unfortunately, I've had these emails for a long time, and I really haven't had a opportunity to incorporate them into the show. So there are two of them on the subject of douche. Okay? All right. Maya writes, Dr. Dahlia, what do you think about douche? Okay, well, I don't, you know, think about it, you know, much. I try not to. I think about other things. Think about my kids. I think about who's going to get kicked off American Idol. That's what I think about. But here's the thing. I do get asked, you know, just because being a family doc, we do a lot of gynecology. We really don't recommend douche. Okay. And I know many of you gentlemen are like, oh, really? We got to talk about douche. Okay, we'll get through this pretty quickly. The second email is kind of funny. I like the second email too. But this was a good email too, Maya. Okay, so here's the thing with douche. If you're using douche, Donovan's gonna have to help me out with this answer. Here's the thing. Many people use douche because they want to smell better. And they want to smell better because they have an odor. Now, your body is trying to tell you something if you have a certain odor. That odor could be because you have an overgrowth of bacteria, or some sort of an infection, or some sort of an abscess, or possibly something worse, a cervical cancer. Okay, one of the worst odors I've ever smelled, and I can handle a lot. Remember, I have 2 kids, 2 dogs, 3 cats, I can handle a lot. Okay, I've handled code browns in the hospital, trust me, I can handle smells. And I guess the one smell that I couldn't handle, and I'm so embarrassed about this, was there was a patient, a nice senior lady that came in, and she was really, really embarrassed, and she said, you know, my husband told me that, you know, something doesn't smell right down there, and she was extremely embarrassed. And you guys have heard this story before. And you know, I told her, you know, no problem, we'll take a look. You know, you think you have an infection? She's like, I don't know. And I go, well, when was your last pap smear? She's like, I've never had one my whole life. I've never had a pap smear. Well, I go in to look, and I almost fainted, and it was a necrotic dying cervix. She had cervical cancer, and I have never seen a case this bad where it was just eating up her whole cervix. I don't think she ended up making it, but I remember it was almost like, a body that had been left out, you know, decomposing. That kind of smell. And I wasn't ready for it. You know, most coroners, or CSI people, I mean, they wear masks, or they have the little, petroleum under their nose. So I wasn't prepared for it. And actually I did. I almost fainted and I couldn't finish the exam. And I felt bad. And she didn't know why. I just said, look, you know, this is beyond my scope. I need to get my, you know, superior officer type of thing. But I couldn't. And I felt bad because I think as a doctor, you should be able to handle everything. I mean, I've handled maggots. I've handled people with maggots. I've handled, unfortunately, dead children. I mean, I've handled so much. It's just this one particular odor I couldn't handle. So anyway, you know, I understand if somebody has an odor, you know, they're going to want to hide it, but you don't want to hide it. You don't want to mask it. That means you probably have something that needs to be addressed, which is why doctors are kind of anti-douche. Now, I know running for president one day, this could come back to haunt me. Okay, I understand President Obama got a lot of heat for going back and forth on same-sex marriage, and I don't want to be given the same amount of heat for not taking a stand on douche. Sorry. Okay, you know, one of these days I'll be able to get through a monologue with a straight face. Okay, so, but right now, the recommendation is get it checked out before you use douche. Also, you know, and keep in mind, the problem we have with douche, and I've brought this up a lot on the show, is, I mean, the reason why I don't buy it is because you don't know what it's going to smell like. You know, unless you purchase it and open it. These boxes of douche need a scratch and sniff on there. You know, like those stickers? Remember those stickers in the 80s where they had, you know, strawberries and things like that? So you go to the douche aisle. It's, of course, in the middle of everything, right? When you go to Walmart, you're standing there. Oh, hey, Dr. Dahlia, how you doing? What are you buying over there, Dr. Dahlia? I'm looking at the douches. Okay, see you later, Dr. Dahlia. Do you mind if I put on Facebook that I ran into you? Oh, yeah, people tag you in a post on Facebook. Right? I saw Dr. Dahlia in the douche aisle. So anyway, you're taking a look at these things, and they have, I don't know, the rose garden douche. They have, Brazilian rainforest douche. You're like, what is that supposed to smell like? Country farm douche. Country farm? I'm thinking a farm is gonna smell of cow poop. You know, and I'm like, there's no way I'm going to buy a whole multi-pack, because I never buy single packs of anything. If I'm going to buy something, I mean, I want to save money, so I'm going to buy, you know, economy packs. So I'm not going to buy an economy pack of douche that I don't know the smell of. So then I like to try to open them up so I get an idea. The problem is to open up to smell what the douche is going to smell like, you have to almost disassemble the apparatus. You know, you guys know how the douche apparatus is a bottle, and then it has a white applicator, and you have to pull up on the white applicator to, I guess, activate it, to activate the douche. And so, oh gosh, Donovan's calling the boss. Anyway, I'm going to get an email from the boss now. Anyway, all right. Yeah, thanks a lot, Donovan. Don't listen. Do something else. I have to finish my thought on this one. So anyway, here you are in the douche aisle. Now everything's spilled. Boxes are open. And it still doesn't smell that good to me. So I would just say, forget it. Yes, they do have a vinegar douche. They do. You have to be careful. Yeah, you have to be careful because, you know, sometimes it could irritate, you know, some of these things. Also, you know, you may want to get the unscented. So you don't, well, I did that. I told a patient, go get an unscented douche because if you react to it, luckily, like, you know, unscented tampons, right? Your mom always said, oh, get the unscented tampon so you don't have a reaction. I'm like, what kind of a reaction will I have? Oh, the tampon can make your vagina get all red and irritated and blow up. And I'm like, oh, no, I was scared to death of scented tampons. I was scared to death. Not that a scented tampon is really going to do the job. I'm going to tell you guys that right now, okay? If you're having Niagara Falls, and let's say you have a couple fibroids, and you're going through 25 tampons a day, trust me, the scent of a scented tampon won't cut it. Anyway, so people like to douche, et cetera. All right. But anyway, from a medical standpoint, no, we don't recommend it. If you do have an odor that's an issue, you need to go to your doctor and get that checked. Okay. Now, I have an anonymous email. Email number two. Doctor, how do I bring up the subject of douche? I think my wife needs to use it, but I don't want her to get mad at me. Okay. So let's say you have a partner or a wife who, I guess you believe, requires douche. Okay, where's all the colitis diarrhea questions? Those are easier for me to handle. That's a toughie. You'd think I'd prepare on this one because I saw this email a long time ago and I just pulled it up. Okay, I have an answer for this. I just can't think of it right now. There's got to be a way. Maybe you guys know. 1-877-DOC-DALI. I haven't given my number out the whole time. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Have you ever had to ask your partner to use douche? And how did you bring the subject up? This is what I would do. I mean, okay, remember, you shouldn't be having sex with somebody you can't talk to. If you guys can't talk, then you really shouldn't, you know, you have a lot more issues than her just needing douche. Okay, this is what I would probably do. If you're the man or the partner, and you notice your wife or partner has an issue, you could say, honey, I look down there, I can't tell. You may be starting a yeast infection. I'm not sure. Something looks a little different. But looks, don't say smells. Looks a little different. You may want to get it checked out. You know, and I want to make sure it's nothing, you know, I could have given you. What? Are you cheating on me? Okay, then you know what? Maybe don't say that one. I would just say, you know, another thing you could do. I mean, you don't want to lie, all right? But, you know, you could say, honey, I mean, you know, I have noticed a little change with me. I want to make sure I'm not making a change with you. I don't know. You know what? I just don't know. You're stuck. Maybe in her Christmas stocking, you know, you could put that in there and go, sorry, I needed a stocking filler. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com.
LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm here at my favorite car rental in sunny Miami. With me is the manager, Beth. I see your team has a new look for the season.
Yeah, they just got uniforms, and my female employees are especially excited about the great styles. This flat out wasn't an option when men's uniforms were the only choice.
Well, it seems these young ladies are really hustling out here. What made the change for you?
Yeah, well, our playbook hinged on one big detail: women's workwear by CentOS. These clothes are designed by women for women. When they look good, they're happier, and our guests notice.
Well, judging by their extra effort, this team is going to the next level with CentOS uniforms. Let's go up to the booth for more.
Finally, a line of women's workwear they want to wear. This is one of many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't settle for less. Call CentOS at 1-800-CINTAS6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, Camel Milk. Camel Milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and Camel Milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And Camel Milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the spring special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Gynecology and sex, but I guess I can't. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. I try to keep the show PG, rated PG, but unfortunately this part is going to be a little bit more risque. I've been getting so many emails on this Mojo Wejo. Have you guys heard about the Mojo Wejo? I talked about it a little bit yesterday in one of the hours of the show. Apparently, this is transforming long-distance relationships. This is a toy, a vibrating toy, both a male one and a female one, that can connect wirelessly to a laptop. From what I understand, connect to your Wii. I'm talking about Wii console. Wii, yeah. I use the word, if I have to use the word for the appendage, I'm going to use it. I'm not going to call it a Wii. Maybe a Wii Wii. But no, we're talking about the Wii toy. Maybe that's where Wii came from. Anyway, it's called the Mojo Wijo. It's a sex toy of two parts. One, a traditionally shaped pink vibrator for the ladies. Traditional. What's so traditional about a pink vibrator? The other is a blue ring-shaped device. Both attachments are fitted to a handle that can be attached to the accessory port on a Nintendo Wii remote control. Using the motion-to-vibration technology, I'm not joking, guys, the device is able to transform the movements performed by each user into vibration signals and send them to the other selected device, either in the same room or over the Internet. Couples download the appropriate software, dial into each other's laptops using Skype. The presence of both Mojo Wijos is picked up. Using the motion of their own remotes, they can then, I guess, adjust and play with the settings of their partner's vibrating toy, meaning you have control over your partner's vibrator. I told you, this is, I cannot believe that this even exists, and I know many of my listeners have been asking about it. No, I do not know where to buy it. It's called, there's even a tutorial. Oh my gosh. There's a YouTube tutorial. I can't even play it on air. So I guess using Skype and Wii, people can now have long distance relationship sex. I tell you, the computer age. This is, really the Wii. Do you clean it off afterwards? I hope you do, you know, because your kids are playing the Wii. Anyway, okay, let's move on. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, a neurosurgeon was ordered off a cruise. Did you guys hear about this? After a fake Twitter account said he planned on staging a quote-unquote epic bioterrorist attack. Dr. Jack Cruz was scheduled to address passengers on the 5th annual low-carb cruise on the Carnival Magic out of Galveston, Texas. Low-carb cruise? What's the point? Okay. When I go on a cruise, I want to eat. Don't be low-carbing the cruise. Anyway, no wonder somebody wanted to stop the cruise. Anyway, a tweet by, and I can't, I guess it's kind of asterisked out, read, quote, security confiscated dynamite. Talk won't be as explosive as one at Paleo FX. Still have vial of Legionnaires for epic biohack. Hashtag LCCruise12. So, of course, people freaked out because they're saying his explosive was, I guess, confiscated. And he has a vial of Legionnaires to cause an epic outbreak. Now, the Twitter account has been deleted, yet authorities boarded the ship to investigate. I guess the FBI, Homeland Security, Galveston Police, and the U.S. Coast Guard was involved. Cruise Line had received this email from a person called Lance who claimed the doctor had a plan to perform a viral attack on the cruise. Cruz said his bags and computer were searched by the authorities. He was asked to disembark. While they investigated, they determined that the tweet was a fake, and officials cleared the doctor of any wrongdoing. But I think the Carnival cruise captain would not let Cruz return to the ship before it left. The cruise captain said, let's get the heck out of here. Captain Giovanni Kuntungo apologized to passengers that the doctor would not be able to speak. All right, and I'm sure they all were crying over that one. Oh, my gosh. Oh, apparently he used to weigh 350 pounds, lost 130 pounds, so he talks about diet and weight loss. He lectures on leptin reset and cold thermogenesis. If I was a passenger, I'd be like thinking, look, I'm a doctor. I don't want to hear that kind of stuff on my cruise. It's a type of treatment that uses cold temperatures to facilitate late weight loss. Okay, well, I'll go to Alaska then, take a cruise to Alaska. All right, so let me see. So, yeah, absolutely ridiculous. But here's the thing. The reason why this hits home with me is my son was having trouble with his phone. And he actually bought his own smartphone. We wouldn't buy one. He worked. He made the money. And, I mean, you know, he worked doing jobs and chores, et cetera. And after about a year, year and a half of saving or whatever, he bought it. So we let him do it. Well, his smartphone had a lot of issues. And almost it looked like a virus had gotten into it. So he sent it back, and he got a replacement. And then all of a sudden we heard that somebody got a weird tweet that didn't sound like him. And his new phone, he didn't even put any numbers into it yet. So the phone that was shipped back, whether it be to Apple or Verizon or wherever it went to, got hacked. And even though his number and his phone was activated, it was sending out tweets from that number. Now, I don't get this whole hacking thing. I don't get, or not tweets, it was sending out texts. But I think that's kind of creepy. I thought if you have one number, it should just be that one number. And so he doesn't know what's going on. His phone is still blank. Okay, and nothing was erased. It was just, it's still brand new. He just hasn't used it. Yet, the texts were coming from the other phone. And just weird stuff. And that really scares me. And I mean, I don't scare easily. But I can't tell you how many people I know have gotten hacked and their messages. You see, a lot of the hacks that we used to get were misspelled words, multiple letters. You know, someone's like, okay, something's going wrong. Well, one of my friends, his hack went to people and it was sexually suggestive. And so, you know, he's trying to prove to everybody that wasn't me. And luckily he was able to prove it wasn't him. But you could really get, you could lose your job. You could be arrested. You could lose, we have no control. I hate the idea of our phone, our texting, our tweeting getting hacked. You know, I used to have my Twitter feed on my website, but I had to stop because I don't know how somebody did it. They were able to put porn. They would say, like, you know, here's a great medical link. So somebody deciding to read through the Twitter feed would hit on this medical link, and all of a sudden all these porn pop-ups would come up. Now, I brought that up last year at Talkers Magazine, and of course nobody listened to the remaining lecture because they were, not my lecture, but the other lecture, because they were going on my website to try to look at the porn. And I was extremely frustrated by that, because I wanted to have my Twitter feed on there, so now you don't have to do half a dozen things. You have it all at once. But, you know, people have nothing better to do. They're not working. Or maybe they are at work and their boss isn't looking, they're just in there hacking. So I don't know what type of security measures, but I really wouldn't be surprised with everything going on, you know, with Facebook and your kids being followed and looked at on Facebook and creeps being out there and pedophiles and hacking. I wouldn't be surprised if the pendulum is going to swing back the other way and people are going to be just completely anti-computer. You know, I wouldn't be surprised. Like, I'm having a birthday party. And one of the doctors that I ran into today, I'm like, give me your email because I want to send you the Evite. I'm too cheap to buy invitations, so I just Evite everybody because it's free on the email. And yes, Donovan, you're invited. And he goes, no, I don't have an email. I don't want anything to do with email. Just text me on my phone. More and more people are becoming, I'm noticing this anti-computer, which is very frustrating because everything seems to be going computer. But I don't blame them. I don't blame them. If our cyber world can't be controlled, and I don't mean government controlled, but having the controls to protect us, you know, it may be worth us keeping it safe and going back to a regular telephone. All right, guys, we'll be back in the next hour. If not, have a great rest of the way home. Dr. Dahlia, taking a break.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.